We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show. We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Meditation Studio. I'm your host, Patricia Karpus. In this series, we introduce you to real people with extraordinary stories and experts who have devoted their lives to teaching and helping others through meditation. In today's episode, I sat down with Agapi Stassinopoulos, author, speaker, inspirational force, and adored sister of Arianna Huffington. Agapi's new book, Wake Up to the Joy of You, 52 Meditations and Practices for a Calmer and Happier Life, is filled with heartfelt wisdom gained from her own personal experiences and the gifts that come with both the ups and downs of life. She's very real and lovable and asks that we all open our hearts to what life has to offer, the good and the challenging, and that we let go of what doesn't work for us. She believes that we all have a bigger spirit inside of us that we can connect to at any point through meditation. Before we hear from Agapi, this podcast is brought to you by Meditation Studio, Apple's pick as one of the 10 best apps of the year. Starting a meditation practice is a great way to kickstart the new year. You can download Meditation Studio in the App Store. If you have questions or suggestions for a podcast or app, email me at patricia@meditationstudioapp.com. Now, here's Agapi. Agapi, welcome to Untangle. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Wonderful to be with you, Patricia. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy. I want to read a quote from your amazing sister. Ever since I can remember, my sister Agapi lit up every room she was in and brought her joy to everyone who crossed her path. In this book, she shares her heartfelt wisdom and shows how we are the creators of our lives and the source of our own happiness. I love that quote. I love it. Your book is amazing. Your book is called Wake Up to the Joy of You, 52 Meditations for a Calmer, Happier Life. And I want to start by hearing, what was your inspiration for writing the book? What led you to want to write this book?
It was a process of uncovering different ways that we all struggle with the same old patterns. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Patricia, before this book, I wrote a book called Unbinding the Heart, which was my life story.
Yes.
And it had 32 chapters about challenges and how I overcame them. And really learning to live with my heart open, to share my love, and to really find my calling and purpose in my life incrementally, uh-huh. you know, because yes. I always said, you know, most of the greatest wisdoms and awareness in my life came when I didn't get what I thought I wanted.
Right.
And when things fell through and when things fell apart and the challenges. And then as you climb through that next mountain, you discover, and I discovered my confidence, my resilience, and my what I call my agapiness. And then started to live in that and inspire other people. Mm-hmm. And when I was promoting that book, I realized that all of us have the same human condition,
right.
which is basically people want to feel loved. They want to know themselves. They want to be seen. Mm-hmm. They want to know that they matter. People would come up to me, Patricia, and they would say, you know, I'm a very successful lawyer, but I don't feel fulfilled. Or people would say, I am a mother and a wife, but I'm losing myself mm-hmm. in the structure of the family. How can I find my calling? How can I live a fulfilled, happy life? Why am I not happy? Why am I still feeling lonely, although I have friends and I have a relationship? And although I'm on my spiritual path, I feel I don't have joy. Mm-hmm. So I went, oh my God, everybody's asking me the same questions.
How do I get more joy
in my life?
Yeah.
And
what made you interested in that question? I know you grew up in Greece. You had an amazing mother, little complicated relationship with your dad.
Yes.
And, you know, what are some of the things that kind of led you to that search and now, you know, Did you connect the dots looking backwards, or did you see this path?
God, what a beautiful question. You know, Steve Jobs says that, actually. He always says, you don't connect the dots looking forward. You connect the dots looking backwards.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because as I looked back, I went, oh, this is where my joy came. Not what I thought was how I was going to get my joy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the guy, and it wasn't the part in acting, and it wasn't getting the project done. It was when something in the moment happened, or something, I let go of something, mm-hmm. and the joy would show up. And so my calling, I feel, because agape also means unconditional love in Greek, and my mother always used to say, it means love. And my mother always used to say, we brought you here for the joy. And I was a little girl. My mother would say, because I was terrible at school.
And were you and, just
yeah,
playful and fun?
I was playful
and
fun. And I wanted to love everyone and everybody love each other.
What, so then, you always were this person.
I was this person. Yeah. And the more I let this person come to life and said to her, it's okay, honey, just go be you. And then as an adult, you know, we censor ourselves and we censor this joy. So that when I was sad, or when I was comparing myself, when I was jealous, when I was disappointed, when I felt less than, when I had all these feelings, I thought I should absolutely cover them up, mm-hmm. and not, or when I wanted something, or mm-hmm. when I thought, well, that's too materialistic to want that, or I started to judge.
Sounds like you were judging everything that you were
feeling. Yes, instead of going, this is part of this human being. I have all these feelings. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest lines I have in the book, and I love, and one of the awarenesses is that if you numb your negative feelings, you're going to numb your joy.
Mm. So what do we do with our negative feelings?
So we voice them. We realize that we are not our feelings, that we are way, way bigger than our feelings. We are these light beings. We are these souls, you know, stuck in this human expression. Mm-hmm. So if I go and say, oh, well, I'm very disappointed, or I'm very upset, or I don't feel good about what just happened, or there'll be times where you feel excluded from something, mm-hmm. where people, you know, we all have these feelings of feeling left out.
Right.
And instead of going, I'm above that, I'm mm-hmm. above that, I'm saying, you know, I'm really feeling left out. You don't have to dwell in it or make monuments on those feelings.
You acknowledge
them, you forgive them, and you find the root of them.
How do you, because you talk about this in the book,
a lot, dealing with
disappointments, dealing with them with grace and shifting to a positive outlook. How do we shift to a positive outlook, especially because for so many people, and here we are in the new year, so many people feel stuck.
Stuck, and they feel they're not. They feel they didn't get what they wanted, and they.
Or they got what they wanted, and they're not happy.
And they're not happy, and they will not get what they wanted. And you really, you first of all, the greatest key of it all is, if we can be grateful just to the fact that we are alive. But God, let me just realize that if I didn't have that, I would be nothing.
You know? Well, you know, what I love about the book too is that I think even if you're not a spiritual person or you don't call yourself
exactly.
a spiritual person, there are so many lessons. Like, you have a chapter called Worry and the Soul.
Yes.
And the first quote there, I love all the quotes. Like, every chapter starts with such a, like, a quote that I want to, like, put on my bulletin board. If you're troubled by external circumstances, it's not the circumstances that trouble you, but your own perception of them, and they are in your power to change at any time. That's Marcus Aurelius.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I think, so I love the way that you, you know, you speak about the soul, you speak about spirituality, but you, it's a very...
Practical.
It's very practical.
You bring them down to everyday life, because
yes.
we are in this world.
Yes.
We all have a physical body, and we operate in this material world, and... How can we bring our spirit and our light and our heart, Patricia, our heart? Part of why we feel stuck is because we don't give ourselves permission to express how we feel, what we would like, express our disappointment. And then if at that point you allow yourself to know that love is still in you and we don't judge it, we don't judge our hard times, love expands us. It is like a container
yes.
that contains the challenges and the hardships and the disappointments. And you can literally, in the middle of a very challenging time, feel extremely aligned and extremely okay. I was just want to say one phrase that I put. I found a picture.
Uh-huh.
And the picture was two rocks. And in the middle of the rock, there was a river. And it's the Corinth Canal in Greece. You know, it's a tiny little river that the boats go through, and mm-hmm. somebody cut it through, and there is a rock and a rock. And I said, between a rock and a hard place flows the river of grace. Mm. And it just came to me when I saw the picture, and I got the chills, and I said, yes, because all of us have faced these times where we feel contracted and we feel we have a hard time because of finances, because of health issues, because relationships, because we separate ourselves and we freeze our hearts, and it hurts. And right at that point, if we can accept it and say, I'm in separation with my mother, my father, my best friend, my colleague, I hate my boss, that is separation. But in the middle of that, if I can accept it and know that love doesn't leave me, that I'm not a bad person because these things are happening to me mm-hmm. or because I have these thoughts that are lesser thoughts, mm-hmm. that I'm still an amazing, good human being.
Well, you talk a lot about discipline and devotion because all your philosophy is absolutely, it's beautiful
practical,
and tender-hearted and very
tender-hearted.
Practical.
Oh.
But I think sometimes when you're in the middle of a situation, it's the same thing as like you look backwards and it's easier to see things. When
of
you're
course.
In the middle, it's harder to get to
yes.
that whatever that truth is. And I mean, I always tell people to meditate before they're in a bad situation because you really need that tool in your toolbox when it's time to have
exactly
that.
The resource. You build you fill your tank up.
You fill your tank up.
So exactly.
Give me some examples of what someone should do in the moment when they're feeling.
Upset.
They're not enough. They're
yeah.
upset. They don't feel confident. They're feeling, you know, just sort of not good enough.
Well, not good enough is such a huge pattern of human beings. Mm-hmm. And you know, I say in who we are, in our personality, in our ego, in our limited physical reality, we're not good enough. We are just we're just enough. So you are. In
you want
a way,
to be spiritual.
Well, it's more like you are a masterpiece in progress. Mm-hmm. You are progressing and you're learning and you're letting go and you're going through this journey. And if you look at it that way, and you can have compassion for yourself in the middle of your not feeling good enough and going, yeah, you know what? I'm not feeling good enough, but I also have 37.2 trillion cells in this body. Right. And, you know, okay, I'm not feeling as... as agape good enough. But you know what? I'm also the miracle of life. So it's extraordinary. It's like that is going on. And you move into the miraculousness of your aliveness. Mm-hmm. There is an awareness. There is a shift that happens. And if you allow yourself to not judge those lesser feelings and say, you know, I'm not feeling good. And you go, and so what? I'm not feeling good mm-hmm. enough. I am still a loving human being, and I can go love someone, and I can go give of myself, and I can go be of service, and I can go clean that floor.
So you don't get stuck in the negativity.
You don't get stuck and you don't...
But you acknowledge
it. You acknowledge it. You don't stuff it.
But you're saying stay focused on the
bigger picture.
For some people, that bigger picture is going to be a spirituality. For some people, it's just going to be a practical, like, just stay focused on the bigger picture.
Yeah, and stay focused on giving and being generous and doing fun, good things for yourself. And stay also focused on saying, I have this great chapter. It's called 4 Magic Words. Can you help me? Ask for help, Patricia, because if I called you up and I have... my safe tribe. Have your tribe. Mm-hmm. And if you trust 2 or 3 people or 1 person in your life, where you go and you say, you know, I'm so upset. I just heard about this thing and it upset me, or this happened, or, you know, my paycheck was less than I thought, and now I'm overdrawn, or now I am
stressed.
My husband lost his job, or...
Yeah, what do you say to them?
Well, I say so many things, because, I mean, I say, ask for help, find people who have done it, find people who are loving and who can love to give to you.
Okay. A word from our sponsor, Happy Mammoth. This is the company that created the amazing supplement Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients like herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors, especially those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. They're offering our listeners 15% off the first order at happymammoth.com using the promo code UNTANGLE. So if you're tired of hot flashes, night sweats, low moods, poor sleep, you get the drill. The things that put your life on hold, you will want to check them out. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com with the code UNTANGLE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com with the code UNTANGLE. Now, on to Untangle.
Okay, because, who will listen?
And who would listen? Because a lot of us women... where can I give? And I don't want to show that I'm vulnerable. I don't want to show that I need help here. I don't want to confess how I feel. Why not? Why not say it as it is?
Yeah.
And if you say it as it is, and my mother was always like that, say it as it is, be honest. And she'll say to me, this is a toxic person. They're depleting your energy. Get them out of your life.
Wow. What was her guidance on all this? Did she teach you a lot of these things?
She taught me and Ariana a lot of things like that. And she gave us the greatest gift of not comparing ourselves to each other.
Or anyone else.
Yeah.
But really to each other.
But to each other, because Ariana was this incredibly high level, like I call her a AAA student, you know, she algebra and math and geography, and she was studying economics, and I wanted to be an actress and express and have fun.
How beautiful that you were so different.
And it was so different. Yeah. And instead of my mother saying, do it like Ariana, or do Ariana be like Agape, she would say, Ariana's doing this and you're doing this. And that's what she would say to me. You're here for the joy. I have letters from her, Patricia.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That say to me,
You're here for the joy.
And I'm like 9.
I think your next book should be on parenting. Because I think
it's very hard
for parents to really recognize what's unique about each of their individual children.
That's why I wrote 52 chapters, because I said, well, all these are issues, and let's take it one by one, and let's give people practical tools. And that's why I did these guided meditations, which I highly recommend that people download them, because many times when you are in anxiety and you hear a voice that calms you down, mm-hmm. and says, breathe in and breathe out.
I agree.
Allow the light to come in.
Yes.
And your mind goes, oh, wow, somebody's telling me. It's a little bit like suggested guidance.
It's very helpful, because it's often hard to get into your own state without having some of that guidance. So as I was reading each chapter, I'm thinking, how did she come up with all these different meditations?
Yes.
How did you come up
well,
with them?
Well, I
your
think I first of all, I have an amazing spiritual teacher. Mm-hmm. His name is John Roger. He passed away 2 years ago, but he created the movement of spiritual inner awareness, which is also my spiritual practice.
Okay.
And it's a center in Los Angeles. And there is a spiritual center, and there are teachings. They can go on the website, msia.org.
Yes.
So also I studied at the University of Santa Monica. So, and I got my master's there. So all these subjects, and then I live.
Right,
I live.
You live your life. And you.
Then I live my life.
And you're aware.
And everything that came was an awareness of something. Like, for example, I write in every chapter, as you know, Patricia, a story of how I got there.
Yes.
For example, you know your exit time. How do you end a relationship with a friend when it's a girlfriend? It's not a boyfriend. Say, honey, we're done.
Yes.
You know, a girlfriend. How do you say to a girlfriend, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm like not happy being your friend. How? That is like pretty hard.
It's the hardest. I've heard
Have you
more.
Had that? Have you ever had
I
that happen to you?
I have had that happen.
Okay.
Yes. And it's very hard to untangle
yes,
from those relations, especially when the other person sees it very differently.
Exactly. And they, you know they're going to get hurt feelings. They know they're not going to like you. You know they're going to talk to people about you. So that's a very human experience. I've had that experience.
Yes. So what do you do?
Well, I worked it through and I finally said, I need distance. Mm-hmm. I need distance. I can't. I'm doing something else. Our relationship isn't really supporting me right now. Something there were variations things why that was happening. Mm-hmm. I talked to her. I mean, it was difficult. It was difficult for me. It was difficult for her. But then when I look back at 6 months later, I was elated.
Right.
I was like, God, Agape said to me, you know,
yeah.
my friend Agape.
I talked to myself.
Talked to myself. Very good thing to do. She said to me, thank you. Thank you. We have to take care of ourselves, Patricia.
So much better. Yeah.
You, if I'm not taking care of Agape, if I'm not listening to her,
yeah.
I have to love her. I have to honor her. I have to respect. There's a wise human being in here.
Right.
And there is a real human being.
Yeah.
Real, like the Velveteen Rabbit. Right? Real. And in that realness, I learned my greatest lesson in my loneliness, in my separations, in my wantings and not gettings. And I befriended myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I had spiritual guides and practical teachers
right,
here.
Practical
who
teachers.
Who helped me.
Yes.
And I started to study all those things and go through the healing and go through the stuff, the judgments, the awarenesses. And little by little, it unraveled.
Mm-hmm.
And the unraveling is like what I'm able to do now. And I always say, I stand in front of people and I speak a lot, as you know, to inspire people to stand in the confidence of their love and their heart and who they are as absolutely, completely enough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a finished product.
Right.
You are who you are in your imperfection of perfection.
Yeah, and you're imperfectly perfect.
Yeah, and
just
stand
as you
in
are.
That and
yeah.
just say, you know, it's so wonderful to be who I am right now at this moment in my life.
Well, how do you be who you are in this moment in your life and acknowledge that you want to and need to grow
exactly.
in certain areas? Do you suggest that people find a teacher? Do you suggest, and what do you suggest for people in that situation?
I suggest that first of all, you befriend yourself in it. That's why I recommend journal writing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend getting to know those parts of yourself that are different parts,
mm-hmm.
conversing with them. I recommend that you do find a teacher that, or a wiser person. It can be a wiser friend, a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
It can, but somebody, we all need guidance in our lives.
Yeah, and you have to know, you have to be able to ask for guidance.
Ask for guidance.
So, okay, so you're like, find your tribe.
Find your tribe.
Which is a community.
Find
a teacher that might be a guide, but it could be a book.
Could be a seminar. It could be something that you
but
spark
get out of
with,
your, get,
you know.
You spark with and you get out of your own way.
Yes,
you're
but,
like opening yourself up to possibilities.
And find someone who... First of all, find your spirit within.
Mm-hmm.
find that by just praying and asking for help inside,
right.
Because the wise part
that's
in us
the most
is always going to guide us. And you go, wow, just as I asked, I picked up this and my answer came, or somebody yeah. called me. We've all had that happen.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And then ask, you know, your subconscious, your unconscious, they're like extraordinary reservoirs of knowledge and information. Before you go to sleep, ask that you
access.
Be given access that. Access yourself, because part of the thing that also we have to be aware is the quality of not relinquishing your authority. My mother used to say, you know the answer. So find teachers and that say to you, you know what it is that you need to do, because we always know. And we are relinquishing our authority and saying, well, so-and-so knows, or because they've written a book and now they are the
right.
you know, the connoisseur,
yes.
or the teacher, or the yoga teacher, or the meditation teacher. They're just way showers.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up what you want, but you are the teacher. You are your own authority.
Yeah.
And that's what, if I can say one thing my mother gave me and Ariana, is trust.
Yeah.
Trust in yourself and trust in life. Even in your midst of your insecurity, trust that life is for you.
Yeah.
And if you trust that and it replaces your doubt, yourself, people suffer from self-doubt.
I think it's so much of it is leading to how can we be more authentic and real about who we are and not be afraid, like sort of stepping into who you really are in the world. I love what you're saying about listening to yourself.
Yes.
You have this quote here. I believe we each have an inner compass that knows the direction of our lives at every second. When you're in tune with your compass, the guidance and wisdom that's inside of you becomes second nature. But you have to give yourself permission to listen to it.
That's gorgeous. What chapter is that?
it's chapter 20 called Checking In and Following Up.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
I love that.
Because I do feel like a lot of people don't know how to tune in, which is why I'm so committed to meditation
that.
And telling people's meditation stories. Because I think meditation does help you to tune into yourself, but it also helps you to be more mindful and a better listener with other people too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And listening takes discipline,
yeah.
because it takes really sitting down and allowing the chatter of the world and the busyness of the world to go away from you. You go away from that by sitting down and just observing your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And calming, not really, the mind never really stops, I don't think, you
yeah.
know, but you override it. I like to use the image of the aeroplane that's taking off and everything down in the earth looks so tiny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with meditation. It's just you're taking off
mm-hmm.
to an inner realm and you build your portable paradise inside.
Ooh.
Yeah, that, I have a meditation called the portable paradise. You build it and I say to people, right now, wherever you are, think of a place you love to go. It could be a lake, it could be the sea, it could be a mountain, it could be the fields with butterflies, it could be anywhere, it could be just a nice, quiet place. Go there in your mind. Bring it present in your consciousness. Bring a color you love,
mm-hmm.
any color, and charge it. Imagine that you have a plug of you, and plug it into a socket
mm-hmm.
that is the universal energy, that is the higher energy, that is the cosmic energy
yeah.
that's alive in us. Plug it in,
yeah.
plug it in, and now allow yourself to be charged with the light, with the warmth. Imagine that there is like a sunbeam inside of you, and just stay there and observe your breath. Tell your mind, for the next 5 minutes, we are just going to observe our breath, the exhalation and the inhalation. And then repeat a word in your mind that you love: peace, calmness, beauty,
yeah.
opportunity,
wow.
happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And repeat it, happiness, happiness. And the feelings surface of whatever might be upsetness or discord or something, just observe it. It's an energy, and if you want to give it a voice, you can write it down. And allow that other energy to override that. Mm. Being aware, because that other energy encompasses everything, doesn't resist anything.
Right. Wow.
And then you become, suddenly you're walking and you feel you have your joy.
Yeah.
Because your joy is knowing you're safe, that you're looked after, it's all okay. Mm-hmm. And you can ask for help. You can have people that love you. You can love people. And keeping your heart open. Mm-hmm. Don't allow to shut off your heart because that hurts. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness. Even every night, if you say forgive, and every night I say, Patricia, focus on three things that went well in your day.
Right. Yes.
Don't ever focus, oh, I didn't get this done. And I said, three things, because I'm still learning exactly how to do these things, because I can get overwhelmed and my mind can keep going at night. And you go, okay, what worked well? What am I grateful for? And go to sleep with a sense of gratitude, a sense of self-appreciation. Hug yourself if you're sleeping alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are sleeping next to somebody, hug them, kiss them.
Hug that person too.
Hug that person and know that, set your intention that you wake up in the morning with a better day than yesterday.
Do you still do this practice every day?
You know, I'm like the rest of us. I meditate sometimes. Sometimes I don't meditate. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. Sometimes I go, Gabby, go meditate. And I'll shut off everything and go meditate. And every day you have to work it.
That gets
and
back to
unfortunately, it's never like, oh, well, I did it on Monday.
Yeah.
It's like your plant. You have to order it,
right.
You know, with some plants every week. It's like brushing your teeth.
You have to do it every day.
Because you did it yesterday doesn't mean today's
right.
Okay. It's showering, you know. You have to shower every day, sometimes twice a day. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like we're human beings that erupt and they have emotions, and God bless the Greeks because they always express their emotions, but express yourself.
Yes. What is your favorite chapter in the book?
I love The Precious Life, you know.
Yeah,
the
precious moment, precious life.
This is a feast on the food you love. Make your home a sanctuary. Bring your heart to your workplace. Love the clothes you're wearing. Create relationships where you feel cherished. Bake cookies for people. Don't wait for special occasions to celebrate. Do things that remind you of the beauty of life. This is your precious life, and you have every right to live it in the way that works for you, not looking left and right for other people to tell you what to do. Looking into yourself, to the place where you know the answers. This is your precious life. Live it, sing your song, give it your deepest gratitude. Celebrate your fullness.
Agape, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for writing this book and for sharing it with all of us today. I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks so much to Agape for her insights and wisdom. You can get more information at wakeuptothejoyofyou.com, and you can email her with questions directly at agape@unbindingtheheart.com. Her books are sold at all major booksellers. Once again, if you have feedback or suggestions for guests, email us at patricia@meditationstudioapp.com. And don't forget to check out Meditation Studio in the App Store. See you next week.